So it's a cold, cold, cold Thursday night. I'm out with the dog. The dog is chasing rabbits. But this is not a boo about rabbits, it's a boo about my brother. My brother Adam Rock, Adam Benedict Rock actually, who was born on the 9th of May 1960, and who died last Sunday. Some days before his 50th birthday. Lot of stuff, obviously, a lot of stuff to go through. Adam took his own life, which is always much harder for the people left behind. And it's been a very difficult 4 days now, actually, just 4 days. It's been very difficult for the family to come to terms with that. And we've spent, you know, the last few days doing the normal stuff that happens when people die, the coroners, the morgue, the vicars, booking funerals. But probably one of the most interesting or the most important has been going back to Adam's flat and going through his letters and his correspondence and obviously trying to find the kind of reasoning behind why someone should choose to take their own life. And I think we found it, really. I think Adam was immensely unhappy over a very long period with his life here. The stuff we found seems to suggest very strongly that he's been planning this for a long time, more than 12 months. He was ill anyway. He had a kidney transplant in, I think, 94, had a fairly severe mental breakdown in 2004, and was on medication, and then everything was kind of compounded by the death of my mother 2 years ago, who is very unbelievably close to. But going through his papers, what one kind of finds is a man both unhappy with his existence on this planet and prepared to die because of the pain that existence brought him, but almost, well, not almost at all actually, a really pressing belief and belief and a plea, actually, to those of us who stay here to remember what he was like before his illness, which was, okay, a very, very complex character who could both be very gregarious but closed at the same time, but, you know, a man who used to love life, who disappeared for days on end on his bike to explore. In his later life, who wrote poetry, who painted, who believed fundamentally in human justice, equality, the need for the purpose of someone's life is to bring good to the world. and to do good to other people. Adam's life before he became ill was full of such good things, and hopefully the funeral service in a couple of weeks will be able to shine some light on some of the things he did. But the minute we're left, obviously, with a huge gap, quite a lot of pain, and potentially, you know, some unanswered questions. So, I shall finish walking the dog and continue to sort out with my family what remains of his life on this earth. But Adam, I'm under a night with stars, with a half moon in the air, and this is really it's a remembrance booth for you.